It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I'm glad we're together. I've thought about you a lot. In fact, Chef Brockett was thinking about you too, because he loaned me this wedding cake to show you. He thought you might be interested in seeing it. Here? It's a wedding cake because it's a cake for a wedding. Up here are little models of the groom and the bride. And here are some roses, fancy decorations. Look carefully at all those fancy decorations. When I was little, I used to think a lot about weddings. There was even a time when I hoped that I would grow up and marry my mother. But of course, I never did that. My dad was already married to my mother. He was grown up the way she was. But as I grew and got to be a man myself, I did marry somebody. Not my mother, of course, but somebody very nice. Here's a picture of her. This is my wife, Joanne Rogers. And here's a picture of our first son, Jamie Rogers. And this is a picture of our next son, John Rogers. You know which ones they are? John and Jamie. These are our children. When my children were born, I became a father myself, and my wife became a mother. Yeah, it took these boys to make us parents. I wouldn't have been a father without these boys. No, and my wife wouldn't have been a mother without them. Here's a picture of our whole family right here. See, there's my wife, Joanne. And which son is that? Can you tell? Jamie. Which one's that? John. And who's that? It takes people to make a family. Yeah, don't have a family without people. It takes people for all the important things in life. Thank you. things of life. Just look around you. It's the really important things of life that have to do with people. It takes people. Why don't we take this cake back to Chef Brockett? He loaned it to me so I could show it to you. So we'll take it back to him and see what other things he has at the bakery. All right? Will you come with me to Chef Brockett's bakery?
Thank you very much. Come back again.
Thank you.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Hi, Hannah.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Amy. What a lovely girl she gets to be.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está?
Gracias. Muy bien. This is the cake that Chef Brockett loaned me to show my friends.
Yeah, it's a wedding cake.
Yes.
Here's another wedding cake. Look at it.
Oh, my. And a big one. Look at this one. Looks like a huge cake down here. And then on top of these pillars is another cake on top.
Exactly.
Boy, you can make them all different ways, can't you?
Yeah. Chef Brockett has many ideas for his cakes, you know.
Yeah.
For instance, look at this one.
Well, those look like tools on there, Jose.
That's precisely what they are.
Look at
little models of tools.
What's that? Pliers and wrenches around the side? Who's
going
to get this cake?
This is for a person who's finishing mastering plumbing.
Master plumber? Well, that's a great idea for that.
Yeah.
What about that one back there? Oh, that's another wedding
cake.
Yeah,
this is another wedding cake.
Would
you
mind?
See it?
Would you mind bringing it over? I'd like to show my friends the difference.
Oh, sure. Here it is.
There you see. See the difference in these two cakes? This one is this high, and this one is this high. They have different designs and different colors. They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Chef Brockett has many other cakes in the back, you know.
Oh, is he back there?
Yeah, he is there.
Is it all right if I go?
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Thank you very much.
I'll see you, Mr. Rogers.
Come along. Let's go back and see Chef Brockett back here. You have guests. Do we have to be quiet?
Not just yet. How do you like the cakes?
Oh, this is a nice... That has a train.
Uh-huh. That's a birthday cake for somebody that likes trains, and so I put the trains in the candle.
Very good idea.
And
does it move?
No. Just...
If it did, I guess it would make tracks right across the
The cake. After the cake's eaten, you can play with the train. That's what makes it nice. And then this one has a lot of musical instruments.
Look at this. We saw one of these one time at Negri's music shop. This is a slide trombone.
That's right.
And a banjo.
Mm-hmm.
Look here.
Drum.
I think we could hear.
Yeah. A little sound.
And a saxophone. What's this? A trumpet.
Trumpet.
Interested in music, this person.
That's right. Oh, now you do have to be quiet. I have to get something out of the oven.
Okay.
You want to try to guess what it is with motions?
All right. Would it be pie?
Not a pie.
Let's see. Cake, another.
Shh.
How would you do cake with motions? Somersault. A summer cake. A salt sounds like. Hole. Roll. You have a roll in the oven.
Lots of them.
Oh, lots of rolls. Oh, boy.
Excuse me. Okay. Now we can talk again.
What's that over there? Isn't that ready?
Yeah, and that won't be ready for a while. That's a big bread called a challah.
Oh, I see. Could I touch them?
No, they're hot. There's train cake.
You have other different ones?
Oh, lots of them, sure. Now,
oh, look at that.
This is a birthday cake for somebody. Can you guess what this person likes to do?
Could you? Could you tell what this person likes to do, the person who gets this cake? Probably likes to crawl up on there and play the keys.
That's right.
Piano, hmm? Uh-huh.
And you know, everybody doesn't always know just what decoration they want when they come in.
Yeah.
Now, like a lady came today, she said that her daughter's favorite fairy tale is Cinderella.
I was going to just ask my friend if you might know what this was from. Because
mm-hmm.
it's a pumpkin.
Right.
That would be a carriage.
That's right.
For Cinderella. Good idea. What's this one here?
Well, now you see, if you can guess, what the child that's going to get this cake likes.
What do you think? What do you think the child who gets this cake would like to do? What sport do you think that child likes? Baseball
diamond,
right. Sure.
Mm-hmm. So everyone's a little different. That's the fun of it. Now, I have to do one for somebody who just learned to fly. Now, which of these things do you think I should put on here? I mean, they learned to fly a plane.
I want to ask my friend one question.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you saw this cake here, what would you think that you'd like to put on it? You see, because it's just blank, and you could just put anything on there that you like that would interest you. Okay, now we have to choose something for somebody who's just learned to fly an airplane.
That's right.
Well, there's a horse. They might like horses, too. And they might like plumbing, too. I liked your plumbing cake.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
There's a banjo.
They showed it to me. Banjo. They might like all of these things, but I think that...
I knew you'd guess. Airplane.
Don't you?
And I'll put some clouds.
I wondered what that was going to be.
So it'll be like if the plane is in the clouds.
Flying through the sky with a few clouds around. That's
right.
Really pretty.
You know what I'd do if I were going to do a cake for you? I'd put songs and models of little children, a neighborhood with little houses all around, and I'd, if it were your birthday, I'd probably write, happy birthday, or maybe today is a very special day.
Birthdays are very special days, aren't they?
I like birthdays.
I do too. Wonder if I could have a cupcake.
Sure you can. You want a chocolate one or what?
Chocolate.
Okay.
Could you do a little?
I thought you'd want some of
that
on there. Okay.
How about one more?
One more? A lot of children
one
say
more.
That's the best part.
Isn't that nice? It's like a cupcake.
That's right.
A cake in a cup.
You like the way words go together, don't you?
I love to think about words and how they work.
So do I.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Fred.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Come along, friend.
Bye. Okay.
Cupcake. Adios.
Adios, Mr. Rogers.
Hasta la vista.
Have a nice day.
After I eat something sweet, like that. I'd like to get some milk or some orange juice. I'll do that now. Then we'll have a little make-believe after. Don't eat too many sweet things. I'd rather have something like this.
different kinds of cakes and things that Jeff Brockett had. It takes people to celebrate, sure. Do you ever celebrate your birthday? When is your birthday? Well, everybody has one, you know. Birthday. The day of your birth. Sure, that's the day you were born. Why don't we have some make-believe about birthdays? Let's go get the trolley. Here, trolley. There. What do we do about birthdays? Lady Elaine Fairchild could have a kind of a catalog of birthdays at her museum go round. She could be looking through that catalog, discovering when different people's birthdays are. Why don't we make-believe that, all right? And Lady Aberlin could be with her. Okay? Neighborhood of make-believe.
So, it has been a pretty busy weekend, what with flights and all.
Oh!
Hi, Lady Lane.
Yours is the last of the year.
I beg your pardon?
I said yours is the last of the year.
My what?
Your birthday. It's the day before the very last day of the year.
Oh, yes. December 30th. That's the day that I was born.
So, that's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Your birthday's the day you were born.
What's yours?
Oh, February 21st. But you know what? One of our neighbors has a birthday very soon.
Who?
A Daniel Striped Tiger.
When is it, Lady Elaine?
It was Friday. Just right there. Look under T there.
R-S-T.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
See that?
Yes, let's see. It says Daniel Striped Tiger, Friday.
That's it.
Not this coming Friday.
Oh, yes.
This coming Friday?
That's it. The birthday of your friend and mine, little Daniel Striped Tiger, on Friday.
Oh, I'll bake him a cake.
I'll give him a party.
Well, wait a minute. Why don't we find out what he'd like?
You tell him to come over and we can plan it all here. A birthday, we're going to have a birthday.
I'll go over and find out.
Fine, okay.
Knock on the clock. Knock on the clock knocker. Knock, clock.
It's you, Lady.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
What you been doing?
Oh, I've been doing some work on my clockworks here.
Work on your clockworks.
That's right. This is an old clock, and I like to keep it in good shape.
What's the matter with the pendulum? It's not going.
Oh, well, I turn that off while I'm working. You can start it if you like.
Just push it?
Yeah, just push it that way and then let it go.
Daniel?
Yeah.
I know somebody who's going to have a birthday this Friday.
Who?
Somebody in this neighborhood.
Oh, is it time for King Friday's birthday again?
No, it's somebody on this end of the neighborhood.
Oh. Well, I don't think it's little Anna's birthday.
What about the tiger who lives in this clock?
Tiger? My birthday? This Friday?
Yes. Lady Elaine was doing some research, and she found out that your birthday is this Friday.
Oh, great. That's great news. I'd almost forgotten. What will we do for it?
Well, what would you like to do for it, Daniel? Lady Elaine and I felt that we'd leave that up to you. If you'd come over to the museum go-round, we could talk about it.
All right. As soon as I take off my coveralls, I'll be there.
Right. I'll go tell Lady Elaine you're coming.
Fine. Oh, Friday. I just can't find it, Panda. I can't seem to find anything about Planet Purple birthdays.
Did you look under Purple Panda? P after a P.
Of course. What'll I do?
Hi, Panda.
Wait a minute, I know what
Hello,
to do.
Hello, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, hi. You two talk a minute while I get something.
Sure. Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Pan?
Yes?
When's your birthday?
We do not know yet.
Here's a P for Panda.
Hello,
P.
Panda. You know what I'd like, Lady Aberlin?
What, Daniel?
I'd like a birthday cake and I'd like a ride in the king's plane, and maybe a little truck like that one Santa brought me one time. Oh, hello there, Daniel. We have a little research business to do before we talk about your birthday.
What are you going to do, Lady Lynn?
Well, I thought we could ask the purple platter when Panda's birthday is.
Oh, good idea.
Okay, just flip this card and press the button.
Flip this card.
That's it.
Birthdays.
That's right.
And is this the button I press?
That's right. Now press the button. Listen about birthdays.
You have asked about birthdays on Planet Purple. There are no birthdays on Planet Purple because people on Planet Purple were not born. They were made. They are all the same. That is all.
No birthdays?
How awful.
That is what I was afraid of.
Where did he go?
Oh, who knows? He just comes and goes like that.
Yes, and usually he goes when he's feeling sad.
Well, let's talk about Daniel's birthday now.
All right. So far, Daniel wants a cake. Right, Dan?
That's right. All right, dearie, now you do that.
Oh, I'll do it. Okay, I'll make the cake. And what was that other thing you wanted, Daniel?
Well, I was thinking of a ride in King Friday's plane with Pilot Ito.
Oh, I'm sure I could discuss that with Uncle Friday.
You know, I surely wish Panda could have a birthday.
I sure know what you mean, Daniel.
Maybe we could work on that, too, somehow. Well, I'll see you two tomorrow.
Righto, okay. Daniel.
Bye, Daniel. Bye. He's right, you know. I'm a little sad about not having a birthday. I mean, look at all those we've got in the file there and all.
I know.
Seems that everybody should have one. Well, work on that ride in the plane, will you?
Yes, I will. I'll speak to Uncle Friday. And you think about Panda's birthday later.
Yeah, I will, dear. Okay, toot toot.
Toot toot. That's right, trolley. Some happy news and some sad news. That's the way it is.
The people on Planet Purple don't have any birthdays. Because everybody's the same. Oh, that's just pretend. We live in the real world, where everybody has a birthday. Those Planet Purple people are a little like paper dolls. All made the same. I'll try to make a paper doll. A row of paper dolls. Somebody told me that if you fold the paper 5 times, that was a good way to begin to make a paper doll. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Head there, and then over like that for arms. This will probably look more like a snowman. Let's see. All the same. I like my things different. Sure. I like different fish. You're different, aren't you, fish? I like different friends. Different families. Even though we're all different, we can talk with each other, understand each other. I like to do that with you. Gives me a good feeling to know that we're friends. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. When I leave my work, I'll go home and visit with my family, just the way you're visiting with your family. Mm-hmm. Each family's different, and I like each one just the way it is. I'll be back tomorrow.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.